Welcome to Activate Yourself with Gita Sidhu Rob, where we feature otherwise normal people who, because of events in their life, have turned left and done unusual, inspiring, incredible things, like build a business, become a happiness expert, marry a prince, create an empire, or like your host, set up a health and wellness business, Nosh Detox. Here's your host, Gita Sidhu Rob.
Hi, my name is Gita Sidhu Rob, and this is Activate Yourself. And it's a really poignant show today because I was brought, by religion, I am Sikh, which is literally one of the most liberal religions there is in the world. It kind of, they say, do you believe in God? You do. Do you do good for others? You do. Continue doing good for others. Continue believing. That's pretty much us in a nutshell, beginning and the end. So whatever changed in my life, that kind of stayed there, that ethos that you always had to do good. And from when I was probably five, I grew up in Malawi, as many of you know, and I have very acute memories of my mother taking us from this incredibly privileged background to working with children without arms and legs because we were in polio charities and we were in all these incredible places. So it's kind of in the DNA. And just this last weekend, I've come back from working with Ukrainian refugees. And I was just saying to my fabulous new guest that I just have a really deep commitment to frivolity. I'm like, I really do. I'm the person that won't watch the horror movie, won't watch the crying movie. Won't. I'm just like, no, there's more than enough tragedy going on. Thank you very bloody much. Literally do not need to watch it. And yet, what was really interesting, going to places that had been blown to smithereens, decimated, watching children who had walked out of their homes with one pair of shoes. And there was a woman where her husband walked straight out and said, I've got to go and help with the war effort. And she took her autistic four-year-old and her two-year-old baby and walked in flip-flops until she found help. And, you know, talking to these people, you would expect to feel pain, which that's what I thought was going to happen. And in fact, what I felt was, oh, I felt transformed. I felt hope. I felt love. I felt commitment. I felt all these. I felt that, you know what I really felt? The really strong sense of womanhood is what I found really interesting. That I was there in my capacity as chair of Montessori, which is, you know, a charity. And I had with me the CEO of Montessori and an extremely famous woman who had come to bring impact and presence to the Duchess of York, who I think you know in America quite well, Kim.
Yeah.
She was there with us. And it was just the most interesting experience. Really, I came back feeling enervated and energized, and that's not, and we were having days that started at 6:30 in the car and coming home at 10:30 at night. And it was the most insane 4 days, but it was really interesting, you know, considering how much I was like, I don't want to go anywhere painful, I want to sit in the car. And actually, which I refuse to apologize for, I'm entitled to go hide in under the car even if I feel like it, frankly. And I didn't, and that's what happened. So today's guest is so interesting because we hadn't planned this at all. And I have somebody who does this all day, every day, because her heart is so big that that's what she thinks. So Kim Becker is a lady who ran a salon and was obviously working with people that had cancer. And it wasn't because she had it, but she was moved to help women that struggled with different things that just happen to you as a result of cancer. They just do. You know, life is so hard on us as women because our appearances are almost 99% of how we are perceived, how we are judged, whether we are respected, whether we are not. And so something like this just decimates you. And I've got Kim here to tell us about it so I can stop talking. And Kim, thank you very much. You're very welcome.
Well, thank you for having me here, Gita. I'm very excited to be here. And any chance I get to share the mission of Hello Gorgeous, I'm happy to do so. So
firstly, it's called Hello Gorgeous.
It's called Hello Gorgeous, yeah.
I love the hell out of that. That's just so cute. Tell me what made you start this. Why?
You know, it truly was, it's truly a calling. You know, it's just something that I feel that God asked me to do. And I said, okay. And we started it. It's nothing I would have ever done. I always said, you know, as grandiose as this is, I always said God should have called two marketing majors from Harvard to do what he did. Not
well,
a hairdresser.
Could I have the resources too, please?
That's right. I was a hairdresser. My late husband had a degree from Purdue University and pre-Columbian archaeology. So neither one of us knew anything about starting a nonprofit, running a nonprofit, even growing a nonprofit on a national level. We didn't know any of that. And so it's truly been a trailblazing effort. But the name is kind of fun. So I have to tell you the story. So when I was working in a salon, I was an educator. And I taught, you know, for different companies. And one of the salons that I had visited through my travels, the name of the salon was Chavu. And it means hair in French. And it was a very French looking, very French flair. They served champagne and cheesecake to all of their clients. And I thought, you know, when I open a salon, that's what I want. I want that caliber of salon. And so that was going to be the name of the salon, no matter what. So we started, my dream was always to own a salon. I always wanted to be able to do that. And so as Mike, my late husband, and I started to talk about it, I said, you know, I'm excited. I want to open the salon. And he said, I have the perfect name for the salon. We should call it Hello Gorgeous. I said, that's the stupidest name I've ever heard. I said, we're not calling it Hello Gorgeous. He said, no, it'll be really great because every time you answer the phone, you get to say, Hello Gorgeous. And it'll make people smile on the other end.
I said,
yeah, I told him it was stupid. We weren't doing it. And so when we owned the salon, we called it Chavu, which meant hair in French. And we owned the salon for 10 years. And, you know, the entire time we owned the salon, there was just something that was missing. And I can't equate it to any other feeling, except there was just a hole. There was a gap, just something that wasn't being fulfilled. And I thought it was the salon. So we evolved the salon. We had 1,000 square feet. We would add we had tanning beds. We removed them. We had nail areas. We removed that. We had aesthetics areas. I finally decided maybe 1,000 square feet wasn't enough, so we moved to 3,000 square feet. And at the height of our glory, we had 17 chairs, and we had massage therapists and receptionists and the whole nine yards. And I loved like the 3 o'clock buzz in the middle of the afternoon. You know, all the chairs were filled and all of the clients were there, but it just didn't fill that emptiness that I was feeling. Hmm. And so Mike and I had actually had a conversation about it, and I thought, well, maybe it was me. So I started to train. So I actually trained at Vidal Sassoon in London, and that was one of my big dreams, but it just didn't fill that emptiness. And so one day on a car ride back from Indianapolis, we were having a conversation, and I was sharing this with him. I know there's something more we should be doing. I know there's something more out there. I just don't know what it is. And all of a sudden it fell on my heart. And I said, I know what we need to do. We need to have a mobile day spa that caters to cancer patients. We need to have this beautiful, elegant palace on wheels that'll show up just a few feet from her door and make her feel like a queen for a day during a time where she didn't feel very special. So, you know, any of your listeners that have ever owned businesses understand it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah,
right?
It really isn't.
Just about the time you start a business and people think that you live this, you know, you take all the cash and you put it in your pockets and you live this very lavish lifestyle. And that can't be further from the truth. That's right. So every time we'd get a little bit of money saved up, the water heater would go out or the furnace would stop working. So I'm pitching this idea to Mike about this big, beautiful palace on wheels. He's willing to do anything to get us out of the salon at this point in time. And so I'm pitching all of this to him. And then all of a sudden I said to him, you know what, Mike, we're going to do this for free. And I watched all the color run out of his face. And he said, how are we going to do this? And I said, I don't know. I just know this is what we're supposed to do. So he wouldn't talk to me about it.
Let's go for a short break.
Yeah.
And then when we come back, you can tell me how you did do it.
Yes.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk alcoholfreedrinks.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we're back. So what happened?
So we're in the car, we're driving along. Our son was 3 years old at the time, asleep. We come up to this play area for him to get out. Mike was willing to get out of the car at this point in time because the more excited I get, the faster I talk. Now, 10 years had lapsed from the time we opened the salon to this moment. And as we're walking into this play area, I grabbed a hold of Mike's arm and I said, you know what, Mike? This is supposed to be called Hello Gorgeous. I said, the salon was never meant to be called Hello Gorgeous. This is supposed to be called Hello Gorgeous because that's how these women deserve to be greeted.
Oh, and that was it. I love that.
Yeah. So for about the first 6 months, he wouldn't talk to me about it. He just couldn't see it. He couldn't understand how any of this could happen or how we could make this work. And then he got it. Then he finally got it. And I will tell you, it was his life's work. People don't understand. My late husband was sick for about 20 years. And, you know, he would lay in the hospital bed with IVs and tubes hanging, and he always answers his phone. Not once did he ever not answer it. He always answered his phone. Hello, gorgeous. This is Mike. How can I help you? And it was such a huge impact on him and on everyone that when I designed his headstone, I actually put the Hello, Gorgeous logo on it. So that way, then when people were walking through the cemetery, hopefully when they read those words, it would make them smile there too. So
I love that. When did he finally pass?
It's been 5 years. It'll be 5 years, the 26th.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. He was an amazing man.
Yeah. And you know, and you had an amazing relationship, obviously, because you did so much of this in partnership.
We did.
So you set up this palace on wheels and you decide not to charge money for it. And the businesswoman in me wants to go, and then, and what the hell happened?
So, you know, let me tell you, we've been in business for 16 years. And so the hardest thing is, you know, running a business in the profit world as opposed to running in the business in the nonprofit world, it's difficult because of the fact that in the profit world, if something happened and we needed to raise a little extra money or whatever, I would just run a retail sale and I would call it Kim's in a bad mood. All the retail's 20% off. Or if it was something where, you know, I could throw in an extra highlighter, I could talk to you about color, those kind of things. In the nonprofit world, you can't do that. The only thing I have to sell is my story. And so I can't reach into people's pockets. I have to tug on their hearts. And so that's what we did. You know, I always said it. I remember in the beginning saying to Mike, you know, I'm not an event planner. I need to take care of these women with cancer. That's what I want to do. The only way to take care of these women with cancer is to become an event planner. So, you know, we do a lot of fundraisers. We have some items for sale on our website, whether it's, you know, a t-shirt or a hoodie or something like that, that have the Hello Gorgeous logo on it. I created an online membership so that women with cancer could become a part of a community. We actually have a virtual. So COVID was very good to us. So the businesswoman in you will appreciate this. So what I did was I took my skills as a salon owner and everything that we learned. So what we learned was this was not taught in beauty school, how to take care of a woman battling cancer.
No.
So there are things that you have to be aware of when you're dealing with somebody with a compromised immune system. So I went to all the doctors and the nurses and said, what do I need to be aware of? How can I protect her?
The product.
That's right. Well, but even the way that you perform the services, right? So we use disposable everything, disposable pedicure bath, disposable manicure bowl, orange wood sticks, toe separates, disposable washcloths, because I don't know where those things have been, you know? And so we created this program where we now go in and train salons how to create the Hello Gorgeous experience. So they become the face of Hello Gorgeous in their community, and they agree to do one makeover a month. So the whole premise of the organization is to transform the lives of these women battling cancer. So when they look in the mirror, they can smile. That's it.
I love that. Because and what has the funding journey been like? Because that is a really big shift.
It is. And it's been difficult. But you know what? We've been always taken care of. So we found ways to create money with the events. We found ways to be able to create money with products. You know, when we had the salon affiliate program up and going, it was great because we asked the salons to actually do two fundraisers a year. Being a salon owner, I was able to create a program that was appealing to another salon owner. And what I didn't want was I never wanted a salon owner to say, do I pay the electric bill or do I buy an outfit for a woman battling cancer? So the fundraising that they did actually created that financial security for them, that the program was sustainable. They never had to worry about whether they had the funds because the funds were all right there. Because
and
of the fundraising.
You knew how to help them do that because you did it right. for so long. That's and right. did you, so when you train these salons, do you charge them for that training or is it the quid pro quo of the two events and one makeover a month?
That's right. That was it. Yes. However, so in the United States, we had 33 salon affiliates in 15 states, which was awesome. Then COVID hit and everything shut down. So the salon stopped doing makeovers and the fundraising stopped. But you know what didn't stop? Cancer diagnosis. That's right.
I was talking to somebody yesterday who said that they had had the diagnosis of cancer, but had to wait 1.5 years to get it treated because the hospitals weren't treating cancer patients at this time.
Yes. And so that's what we realized was even though we were in the middle of a pandemic, we had to do a shift because cancer didn't go away. It just took a back seat.
Yeah.
So what we ended up doing was we are doing virtual makeovers now. So now these women can sign up and we send them a box of product and then I do a step-by-step video of exactly how to use all the products in the box. It shows you how to draw your eyebrows on. It shows you how to counteract the effects of your steroids. You know, we do scarf tang techniques. We teach them how to take care of their wigs, all the things that they need to do, and they can do it from the comfort of their own home. And so we thought
That's even better.
It is because we were able to ship one 2 months ago. We shipped a virtual makeover to Canada and one to Alaska where we didn't have salon affiliates. And so COVID it was very good to us because I just looked at the statistics last week. In the United States in 2021, 927,000 women were diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, good grief.
And that didn't include the women that were diagnosed the year before that continue to go through treatment. That's just in the United States.
That's a million women a year.
Mm-hmm. Almost a million women a year, just in the United States. What I didn't realize when we started this was the ripple effect. And that is that it's more than just impacting her and helping her smile when she looks in the mirror. But it's also that when she's smiling, her kids smile.
Her family smiles. Yeah.
She's more productive at work. Her coworkers are smiling. Yeah. You know, the biggest
and people feel like they can do something as well.
Yes.
So these are gifts that people can give because when you know how people have cancer, you feel so helpless. You don't know how to help them.
You know, it's so interesting. So when we were doing the in-person makeovers, it was that she was nominated by family and friends. We show up unannounced with candy and flowers, roll out a red carpet, greet her with a great big hello, gorgeous, and then treat her with a head-to-toe makeover. So manicure, pedicure, facial. She needed a wig. We provided one. We did her makeup. We worked with a clothier then to get a new outfit for her. And then we planned a big reveal party for her afterwards so that she could reconnect with her family and friends. That was the most important part.
Yeah,
because of your previous statement.
As her again.
Well, people don't know what to say, so they say nothing and stay away.
Yes.
And I think part of it is they don't want to say anything because of the fact that they're fearful that they'll stick their foot in their mouth. They'll say something wrong.
They'll say the wrong thing.
That's right. But when she looks normal, then they're okay. Then their fear goes away and then they can interact the way that they used to interact with her. So to me, the reveal party was the most important part.
I'm looking at your gift boxes online while we talk. I think that's just amazing.
So we have two different ones. One is a hope chest. So maybe somebody doesn't want a makeover, you know, maybe they're not into like the makeup and stuff, but you want to do something. There's this beautiful red box. It's just a box of hope. So it has some products that are just, you know, friendly to somebody that's going through cancer. It's got some socks. It's got some inspirational quotes in it. So that's the hope chest. And then we have the virtual makeover box, which has everything, skincare, nail polish, all the makeup that you would need, foundation, eyeliner, eyeshadow. And then we actually include a wig. So there are many women then when they sign up for this, if they need a wig and they send a picture to us inside that box, we're actually able to send a wig. And
love that.
The greatest one was we just had a woman. She was out in California and somebody had donated this beautiful human hair wig. I mean, if she would have had to buy it herself, it would have been upwards of $3,000 or $4,000.
And wow.
Because human hair wigs are so expensive. And we were able to gift this to this woman in California. And she sent us a selfie. And she said, this is the first selfie that I've taken of myself since I got diagnosed with cancer. She said, I feel like me.
Yes, that's the one. I was here. I feel like me. That is like amazing. How do you manage the color of people in terms of the makeup that you send?
So we ask pertinent questions on our intake form to find out like what colors they look good in, you know, so that way then if they look good in oranges, then we know that they're more of a warmer tone. If they look good in the jewel tones, like the blues and the greens, we know to send them more of the cooler tones. And then the foundation, Imakaj, actually, I think they're out of London, donated like 1500 bottles of foundation to us. And so we're able to kind of get an idea of their skin tone, and then we're able to send a foundation that goes well.
Oh my God, I just love it. Let's take a quick break and then we're going to come back. And I want to ask you about these paperback books and things as well. Okay. It's insane. Okay, we'll take a quick break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So we're back. You've just taken what I like about what you've done, Kim, is that you've taken what is otherwise a place of feeling tragic, sad, isolated, lonely, and you not only created a community around it of place people that you can help, that feel helped, but you've literally created massive resources for women with cancer. And if there's a million women getting cancer every year in the US alone, God only knows what the main, you know, what the actual number is. What are what kind of paperbacks and books do you send them?
So the first book that we wrote, I remember in the middle of the night, I have had the opportunity to meet some amazing women, and their stories are absolutely incredible. You know, you talk about hope, the stories that you saw come out of Ukraine, the stories of these women over the last 16 years have just been amazing. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night, I woke my late husband up. I woke him up, I'm like, Mike, we have to write a book. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. He goes, do we have to do it right now? And I said, no, but we have to write a book. I said, I get the opportunity to meet these incredible women. I said, but if I die tomorrow, all those stories come with me. And so the first book is the stories of the women. It is women that have, they share their cancer diagnosis. They talk about their makeover and what it meant to them. The most important part to me is, where are they now? So it's them, you see them bald and getting a manicure, and then you see them 6 to 8 to 9 months later, you know, that everything is returning to normal and they're able to participate in their normal life and cancer just becomes a part of them. And so that was, to me, the biggest part. That's the inspiration. The second book came because my sister was diagnosed with cancer. I went to her chemotherapy appointments with her, and I remember looking at all the women in the room. And I thought, you know what, we'll be able to get my sister through this. You know, I have the knowledge, I have the resources, I can get her through this. And I looked around the room at all these women and I thought, but do their sisters have the knowledge?
Exactly.
And do their sisters have the resources? That's right. So the second book was called, I Promise to Put My Lipstick On When I Get There. And it's basically a what to expect when you're expecting, but for someone go through cancer. So again, scarf tying techniques and how to take care of your wig and how to draw your eyebrows on and, you know, body shapes. You know, we had a woman that we gave a makeover to in Kokomo that was very well endowed and, you know, kind of had a middle pooch, let's say, to her. And she never noticed that because her chest was the size that it was. Well, she ended up having to have a mastectomy on one side and a reduction on the other. And what happened was all of a sudden that midriff showed and she hated it. And so we needed to show her how to dress for that. So your body shape changed through all of that. So we even go through, you know, we talk about that, you know, this is what your body shape looks like. Here's a way for you to be able to dress accordingly so that you can accentuate your figure because it may change throughout the process.
Interesting. Yeah. A good friend of mine had a mastectomy and she chose to actually get a tattoo all over, you know, the fake breast that was put back. And it's just the most beautiful thing, but it's like a celebration of what it is, right?
That's right.
Oh, I just love it. So how can our listeners help and support and do stuff? What can we do?
So, you know, donations are huge. Again, as I said, you know, a lot of this is fundraising. And I want to give as much of this away for free as possible. You know, women have got, you know, they have the deductibles that they have to meet and prescriptions that they have to drive. We did a makeover on a woman that the only pair of shoes that she owned were the 99-cent flip-flops that she could get from Old Navy. That was it. Because that's what she could afford. Because of all the extra expenses.
Oh, because so, you guys have to pay for all this, right?
We do. Right. But everything that we get to get, then I
can. I meant the cancer treatment.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, the insurance will cover part of it, but you've always got deductible. You've always got things that the insurance won't cover. And so, you know, that comes as a big blow. I myself, so 2 years ago, almost three years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. So my husband died in 2017. And in 2019, I was diagnosed with cancer. Oh, and so here I am a single parent now. And I had insurance, but there were still things, you know, I had to have this PET scan with this massive nuclear dye that the insurance didn't cover. And so they covered a big portion of it, I guess, but there was, you know, there's just bills on top of that that you're not. So the last thing that women are going to do is take care of themselves.
Yeah.
And so the more money that we get in, the more things we can give away for free, which is exactly where I want, because if they've got these resources, if they're out there, then they'll utilize them. And, you know, what people have said is, I didn't even know I needed you. You know, and so I can't.
Well, yeah, they don't know that there's an option, do they?
That's right. So I can't help the women that don't know I exist. So I need the resources to get the word out. I need the resources to get the product out. And then I need the resources to purchase the product so that I can get it in the hands of all these women that have been diagnosed with cancer.
Your theme tune is pretty much money, 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 isn't it?
Well, it's so hard because, like I said, being in the profit world, I'm happy to, you know, to work. It's just a different beast, you know, with it being this, but I also need people to send women my way. You know, it is money, but I can't help the women that don't know I exist. So if
exactly.
Someone knows somebody,
so a
that
platform
is diagnosed,
and money.
That's right. That's
and
right.
You can ship your boxes pretty much anywhere, can't you?
We can ship them anywhere. We can.
And
ship
all
them anywhere.
Your books seem to be not just paper, but downloadable. You have a whole bunch of modules that are downloadable.
That's right.
So that's amazing as well. Yeah, no, I hope that you get a lot of help. From anybody who is listening, because I know that on your site there is a donate button as well.
Yes.
So you're on www.hellogorgeous.org.
Correct.
And everything is there. And is that the place where, you know, but I mean, all kinds of donations will help, right? It doesn't have to be big, it can be small, and it can also please be big.
That's right. It could be. You know, people don't understand every dollar helps, you know, because it's not, it's, they always call it, Darren Hardy has a book called The Compound Effect, right? It's just, you can do a dollar and then somebody else would do a dollar. You know, we got 1 million people to donate a dollar. That's $1 million. So it doesn't have to be big. It can be little. We can just, you know, we can just make a difference. And the wonderful thing is 70 cents on every dollar that's donated to Hello Gorgeous goes to the women.
That's a lot.
It is. Only 30 cents per dollar goes to administrative costs. But 70 cents out of every dollar goes to help the women battling cancer.
I love that. That's really fantastic because that's actually working in the charity sector. That's quite high as well, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you so much, Kim. Is there anything else that you want everybody to know before we finish?
No, this has been wonderful. And so I appreciate that. We have, so just that, just check out our website. I have a podcast as well, called Hello Gorgeous, Everything Beauty, Cancer, and Inspiration. And there's lots of great episodes. I've interviewed a lot of different survivors that have survived all kinds of cancer and lots of inspiration can be found in there as well. But nope, that's it. And just, you know, if anybody thinks about it, just send up a prayer for me. I'm always taking all those extra prayers to make sure I
leave. Yeah, it's all happily received.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right.
Thank you so much for joining me. I feel very honored to have been able to spend the time with you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for allowing me to share my story.
Such a pleasure. This is the wonderful Kim Becker. Please go and visit hellogorgeous.org and just click right on that donate button and don't have a coffee tomorrow. In fact, don't have one every week and one day and then just keep giving that money across. So that's actually the way I think about it. We do tend to get donation fatigue. And I know because I work a lot, not my day job, but I work a lot in charity. And I know that people ask for a lot of money. And I know a lot of us are constantly being asked. My suggestion for this is find the things that matter for you. So we make it a principle in my business that we always give something. And then there are some that we give a lot to, but we give something to everything because everything matters. Everything helps us. Everything works for us. And so, you know, if you guys can also do that, it will just make the most amazing difference. And you can, you know, that your £5-10 translates into more in dollars and euros translates into more in dollars and that it will make a really big difference. And not having that coffee will just help you a lot. So allow me to share that with you as your resident health expert too. But thank you so much. My name is Geeta Sidhu-Rob and this is Activate Yourself. I look forward to joining you again soon.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our goal was to give you pause, make you think about your life, and inspire you to say, wow, what if I tried to do that? If they can do it, so can I. Did it work? Let us know by finding us on social media at Geeta Sidhu Rob or at Nosh Detox. We upload new shows every 2 weeks here. And if you start to miss us, check us out on YouTube.